pay my respects to the USS Liberty survivors, Phil Turney, and all of those who know damn well that that attack was carried out by Israel. And I don't deny for one second that Lyndon Baines Johnson is a first-class traitor on many levels and a pervert to boot. So I'm not in any way defending that traitor. However, to suggest that Lyndon Baines Johnson manipulated the Israelis into an attack for his own personal gains is insulting and absolutely contrary to the facts. As I mentioned earlier, there are radio transcripts which are now a matter of public record in which the Israeli pilots themselves are saying, are questioning the order to attack what is clearly an American ship. And the order is repeated to attack the ship. So please don't tell me or anybody else that Lyndon Baines Johnson manipulated that. It is insulting. Now, I'd like to get back to another point as well, which is that, of course, as soon as we talk about the Jewish state of Israel and the Jewish supremacist Talmudic ideology, which effectively pits all of us, the rest of us, the goy, as cattle to be used, and we look at the actual pattern, the Lavon affair, the USS Liberty, and direct Mossad involvement in 9/11. In fact, it was a joint operation between U.S. intelligence and military and Israeli Mossad agents. Mossad agents who arrested on the day with explosives in their bands, celebrating and high-fiving, all of this on record. Israel has continued to get away with their false flag manipulations in order to use American sons and daughters as cattle to be sacrificed for their wars. And I really seriously resent the idea that Lyndon Baines Johnson did this and manipulated Israel. I find that really disgusting and borderline treasonous myself.